Well, Terrence was not interested in a comic opera, which is what Lotfi had asked us about for San Francisco. If he was going to do an opera, he wanted to do a big American drama that had real resonance and felt very relevant of our time, but also felt timeless and also had sort of international impact. That's what really wonderful opera stories have, is they feel timeless and resonant throughout history because the characters feel sort of mythological stature, and that the issues that are at stake are things that people will deal with over and over because they're very human issues. And he said he was walking down the street one day and just suddenly Dead Man Walking popped into his head, and he got very excited about it. And he came to San Francisco to tell me a list of ideas that he had. But he said there was only one that he really wanted to do. He had 10 ideas that he'd written down. There was only one he really wanted to do, and he hoped that it would be the same one I wanted to do, because if it wasn't, it was really the only thing he was interested in, and maybe we weren't meant to work together. So he set to reading his list, and the first thing he said was Dead Man Walking, and I responded instantly. Every hair on my head went up, and I got chills. I got that musical rush. I just felt like something important had happened, and it just was a brilliant idea because it was a great American drama, and yet it's a universal drama about something that people have to deal with in every society throughout history and into the future. And so that's when I told him, you can stop reading right there. I know that's the right subject. And he asked if he could please continue reading the list. And he did, but my mind had already been set on Dead Man Walking because, again, it felt very American but universal, very much of our time and yet timeless. The people in it, their emotional journeys and the conflicts within it were so large, it made sense that it would fill an opera house, the emotional content. I could imagine solos, ensembles, choruses. It felt like it had the trajectory. It felt like it had the resonance and the excitement. It also, at that time, had great name recognition because the book and the movie had been out only recently, and the movie had won an Academy Award for Susan Sarandon. And it was controversial, which I also liked. And the good thing about that subject, too, was it wasn't people saying, well, what is that? It was people saying, why are you going to do that, and how are you going to do that? And that's a great place to start because you're not explaining what the piece is. You're talking about really the elements of how are you going to translate that onto the stage so that it feels pertinent and immediate and accessible.